Yeah, you join us here, Conley Park. A comfortable one in the end up for Bundoran on that scoreline of Mallon 214, Bundoran 222. Although comfortable it was not in the first half of Bundoran, the half-time score, Mallon 28 to 9 points. So a real turnaround in the second half. Mallon's three-pointers in the first half were scored by the first minute by Paul McLaughlin, a penalty after Josh Conlon was brought down lively all day, Josh Conlon. And the second goal for Mallon as well came from a mistake, a malfunction on the Bundoran kick-out where Stephen McLaughlin pounced on it and he fed Josh Conlon, who dispatched into the net. So Mallon were going really well at half-time. They were 6 points up at one stage in the first half, and the 6 points were what they needed. With it, as I say, they were daring to dream to go to the quarter-finals, but not to be. A really great start to the second half by Bundoran. They outscored Mallon 6 points to two early doors, but then the key change came on the three-quarter hour mark when Tommy Hurahan, a great work, it must be said, by the midfield partnership of Paul Brennan and Mickey McEnough, who drove at the Mallon defence. Mickey McEnough up the right-hand side, beat his man and fisted across the Mallon square, and there was Tommy Hurahan, who had a great game at wing forward, scoring 1-3, but he panned it into net for his goal. And after that, Mallon tried to come back, but it was really an introduction of Tommy Gogoroff in the second half, really, along with the lively Gary Clancy, who had ended up with 7 points to his name, and Jamie Brennan on a quiet day with 3 points, but you're still getting 12 points from your full forward line. But the Alan Russell really killed off the game when he advanced up the left, and again the low left-hand side was the sweet spot for Bundoran today, and they managed to tag on late points in as well from Jamie Brennan with a fist and Gary Clancy again. But really it is a comfortable one in the end up for Bundoran, who had a really good second half, possibly the long journey, the reason for the first half performance, but trailing by 5 points at half time, they've ran out 8-point winners, so really, really impressive, scoring something in the region of 210 in the second half. And it's relegation playoff for Mallon, who were up against it, the big teams there, and you know, they're our Division 3 team, so possibly harder days to come from Mallon. A better performance this week from Mallon than last week against Terman, which probably would have been the key game in the group for them if they were to retain their senior status for next year. But still two chances for the home side. But Bundoran with a forward line, I'll just give you some of the scores here. Tommy Hurahan, wing forward, 1-3. Alan Russell, centre half forward, 1-2. And then the full forward line, Tommy Gogoroff came on at half time, scoring 2 points. Jamie Brennan, full forward, scoring 3. And Gary Clancy with a few, maybe 2 or 3 frees and a 7 point haul. So they'll not be wanted for any team. Of course, they can avoid Kilkara, but no team who finished top of the group will want to face Bundoran. And I'll just leave you here now at Conley Park. Final score, Mallon 214 and Bundoran, Ralph Namara, 222.